This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Downgraded to coach.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. No airline is immune from the crushing blow of fuel costs. The Standard & Poor's rating service has put 9 airlines on its credit watch list. All the major ones, American, United, Delta, U.S. Airways, even Southwest. Although S&P says Southwest and Alaska Air are in the best position because they bought fuel in advance at cheaper prices. Being on the list signifies the airlines are officially in dangerous financial territory. The retail business as a whole is also suffering. You know why. But the troubles at Gap started way before gas prices and food prices and all that. Gap just reported sales were down for the 15th straight quarter. But profits were up 40%. That's a little baffling. Let's check in with Marketplace's Janet Babin at North Carolina Public Radio.
So Gap is really 3 stores, Old Navy, Gap, and Banana Republic. The company's got a new CEO, and it's in the midst of a turnaround. Here's how it made money in the first quarter. It reduced inventory and slashed marketing costs. But retail sales consultant Howard Davidowitz says the stores are bleeding customers.
Old Navy has lost about 30% of its market share in the last 5 years. So if Gap keeps going the way it's going away.
Davidowitz says Gap's losing to more nimble competitors like Urban Outfitters and J.Crew. He says what Gap needs to do is clarify.
The Gap is a little bit of everything. The Gap has to decide who they want to go after and focus their business like a laser beam.
How else can you get a consumer who just paid $70 to fill up their gas tank interested in another striped cotton sweater? I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
On Wall Street, the Dow has lost more than 400 points since Tuesday, and things aren't looking any better this morning. So far, the Dow is down 94 points in early trading to 12,530. The NASDAQ has lost 19 points, and the S&P 500 has lost 10. I've lost my throat. In Asia today, stocks finished about 1% lower. European shares are down 0.5%. It's going to be raining money at the Weather Channel. Today's the deadline for bids to buy the company. There are 2 primary contenders, NBC Universal and Time Warner. NBC has a partner, the private equity firm Blackstone Group. The bids are expected to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now.
People all over the world are angry about the price of oil. Today, a group of French fishermen parked their boats in the English Channel and really slowed down shipping. They called it Operation Snail. The fishermen are protesting the price of diesel. Oil's trading at $133 a barrel. Yesterday, we talked about a study of the world's most important oil fields. We said those fields are aging and need much more money invested in them. Today, we asked the question, why aren't those fields getting enough investment? Joining us is Carola Hoyos, who covers the oil industry for the Financial Times. Carola, what's your impression?
I guess there are 2 answers. One is that countries such as Venezuela are using their riches to pay for social programs and to keep the government in power. Mm-hmm. That's also happening in Mexico. And there you're seeing production at oil fields drop quite substantially. But there are also other reasons. Qatar, for example, which is a natural gas country but also has oil and is a member of OPEC, as well as Saudi Arabia, the biggest exporter in the world, are slowing down their investment. Both of them are saying, we've got enough money. You know, at $135 of oil, a country like Qatar that really only has fewer than 500,000 true Qataris doesn't know what to do with its riches.
Now, where do the oil companies fit in this equation with the oil fields?
The international oil companies, as the price has gone up, have been more and more squeezed out of the main oil reserve regions of the world. As prices have gone up, countries have said, we want a bigger share of the profit. And you've seen that pretty much everywhere around the world.
What do you make of the threat by some in Congress here to sue OPEC?
I hesitate to say this, but I agree with the White House on this one. Why on earth would you want to bite the hand that feeds you? Yes, you don't like the idea that they're a cartel, but I mean, look at the facts. They're the ones that control the oil. And this political instability, however it is caused, whether it is by an international war or internally, generally leads to a reduction in supplies. And the same thing works when you're suing countries. You really have to be way more pragmatic. And I do think that this, again, is a political thing rather than a really thoughtful philosophy.
Carol Ahoyas of the Financial Times, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Maybe here's the car you need to save on trips to the gas station. A British automaker has unveiled a new car that apparently can get 80 miles to the gallon. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Axon is a two-door hatchback which will carry two adults and two children. The makers claim that at more than 80 miles per US gallon, it's twice as fuel efficient as the Toyota Prius. Its carbon emissions are much lower, and it will sell for around half the Prius's European price. Unlike the Prius, the Axon is not a hybrid. It uses a conventional gas engine. The key is the car's very lightweight carbon fibre body. It's half the weight of the equivalent conventional vehicle. The company's boss, Steve Cousins, says there's a moral here for all car makers.
We can, using our existing gasoline infrastructure and our existing gasoline engines, radically reduce the amount of fuel that they use and still have vehicles that are very attractive to use.
He says carbon fibre is used in Formula One racing cars and is perfectly safe. The Axon's expected to sell for the same as a typical family car. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
We have a picture of the Axon on our website, marketplace.org. Kind of looks like a yellow bubble. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.